He's just one of these guys. He's if he's calling often enough that I'm recognizing his voice now.
Well, he's
now.
A needler, too. I mean, yeah. The whole time Dude Walker was talking about the book, this Chris guy was just prattling away, you know, and he's just an annoying
You're
man.
In the book. You're
Chris,
in the, Robbie?
What's your last initial?
I'm not telling you.
That's fine. So it's Chris without a last initial, and his number, Rob, is
Don't worry,
Chris
Joe will,
A.
Joe will find out.
Chris A.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's and his number is 00000003 7
Yeah.
Congratulations. I love you guys.
I know you do.
I think we should judge
but
him.
Really, you can't keep calling all the time.
This is for your own good.
No.
The book means you don't call.
Oh, I'm calling.
And it means when you call,
no, you're not.
Joe will make sure you don't get through. Because, you know, if you do care about Joe and his girlfriend, you'll know that there's one thing he cares more about. And that's guys like you. Joe, come here. Hey, Joe. Come here.
And outside, you know, you have a very recognizable voice outside of having a testicular, you know, replacement surgery.
And I need to update his statistic. He is 038.
Thank you, Rob. Joe, this guy seems to think that you're in his fan club. If he calls, will you allow him through?
No.
Ah, there you go.
Sorry, you're on the list.
Yeah, I won't go through. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, that's a he's challenging.
I'll live another day.
He says he'll get through.
Yes, but will that testicle ever drop?
He says he'll get through.
You don't want to do that, Chris.
Long time ago.
What was that, Joe?
You don't want to do it, Chris.
I don't want to do what? Call?
Get through. Even if you fool me, it's going to suck for you, so just don't.
So you might try. But you know, we're going to try like hell to keep you off the air, so this is your last chance to say something, Chris.
I'm waiting for you.
No matter how smart they think they are.
That feels so good.
Thank you, Joe.
Yesterday yelling at him, today, thank you, Joe. Because Joe can't handle guys like that. The funny thing is, Joe will, like, make it his entire weekend.
His mission.
To find out everything about that guy from his phone number to make sure that he never gets through.
And I love your trigger finger. It's probably one of the longest running gags we've ever done.
So dependable.
Like, because that's an art form, man. You give him just enough. Well, just enough to know they were going to say something.
The thing that's a killer about digital radio and the fact that the phones aren't like they used to be is that you don't get that that sound that lets you know that person's been hung up on.
So in order to really get that effect, you have to make sure that the timing on that one, he's got to be in
mid-sentence. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I don't know. That seemed like it was pretty easy, that whole Frida thing. Blowing over that easily?
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, I'm not. Listen, if a man wins the lottery, what do you think he's gonna go rip the ticket up and say, "Well, I don't believe I won."
Can't be true.
I don't know. It just seemed pretty easy. Are you sure she didn't run into someone's arms too? You know,
I'm sure that's what she was doing.
Dream on.
I'm sure that that's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah,
she's
come on, he won the lottery. You're not going to be that lucky.
Raul the gardener, or, you know.
That's right. It's just like on Desperate Housewives. She's back in the gardener. I've seen her. I've seen the guy that comes out. He's not the gardener. He's just, you know, the gypsy that comes by and does.
Yeah, so the guy really looks like, instead of being on Desperate Housewives, it might be more like the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
The begonias have been watered.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Broker works for you.
No, wait, hold on.
Hello there.
Cashing everything out, mailing a check, or what do they do?
Hello.
They're not going to cash out without an authorization.
I think it's a guy playing another radio show.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not sure. Oh, about other radio shows. Oh, I got two emails I'd like to redo at the beginning of the show that came to our website. One of them is about radio. It's from a guy, I've not heard of him, but I'd say he's a funny radio guy in Baltimore. His name is Tom Moore, and he works on WCBM.
Okay.
So he writes, Dear Don and Mike, I am the host of the Tom Moore Show in Baltimore on WCBM. I agree with some of what you say about Infinity. What a way to treat people who are loyal to the company. That having been said, I think your war with Big Hole and Pukes on Live 105 is stupid. Why waste time on hacks? You should fight a war with me because my show is good and I would appreciate the promotional value of a war.
That's nice.
So here is my first shot. You guys are losers who cut off callers who ask how you are doing. That's rude and uncalled for. Why should you treat people who listen to your show day after day like they're little kids?
That's
hard to believe you've been on for 20 years doing this type of stuff to your listeners.
Yes.
Signed, Tom.
That's funny.
Good job.
Good job. Thank you, Tom Moore.
Very, very funny.
Thank you for getting the joke. Also, now we'll need somebody with super extra double probation x-ray specs to go back.
Why?
It's about 24.
Okay.
Somebody sent us an email. In this last episode of 24, did you notice the chick that has Tony Almeida hostage is the same chick that bombed the plane and jumped out, and she's the same chick that poisoned President Palmer's hand?
Wow.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
No, I didn't notice any of this. I mentioned this to Rob, and Rob said...
They recycle cast on 24 all the time.
But my wife noticed it, too. Exact same thing. And would they put same person in three bad person roles? Do you think they're laying the groundwork?
Or is
like
it the same role?
Some magical person?
That's what I'm thinking. If this guy has picked up on the fact that it's this chick...
Don't
that
you think?
It's the same... What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing because you say laying the groundwork for some magical person.
Some magical person.
You mean magical person that cannot die?
That's right, and that everything bad has been caused by this person.
So this goes from being a reality-based drama, you know, where it's
Oh, no, not literally magical. Not like something from another world.
Like right, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, just like something very unlikely that this person has caused all this trouble.
Oh, okay, so like it's one horrible terrorist.
Yes, and a lady on top of it.
I'll tell you something else about that actress. She also appears on The L Word on Showtime, the series about lesbians, and she's incredibly beautiful.
Hold on. Someone's calling on the inside line. Hello?
Hey, Don, Chris.
Hello. Hey, it's Chris. You know,
Chris Owens.
It's Grumpy Chris.
Hey, Chris. Co-host of the Redskins.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, just wanted to tell you, the character name, her name is Mandy in the show, and it's been Mandy all throughout.
Also, it is the same character, then.
She was the very first terrorist. She was in the first three episodes.
Wow.
She blew up the plane that started all of 24.
Right, right. I remember that.
She parachuted out, and then she had the great lesbian scene in the third episode.
Wow.
Right. Way too well.
Okay. And in the first season, she also gave without taking, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. All right, hey, thank you.
Okay.
Grumpy Chris checking in from upstairs.
Thank you, Chris. She is hot.
So, yeah, I didn't notice that in the show, and thank you for the update.
Wow, good
stuff. So now that ties it back to the whole other, you know, prior 3 years.
You know, in a lot of feature films, you have that. You have a character, and in any literature, so if you have a character that is the evil character, the one that comes to mind is the movie, one of my favorite old movies, The World According to Garp, where you've got this evil, like, nerdy.
Of course you'd like that.
She's got the nerdy glasses, and she's like the
Robin
evil
Williams,
character.
Right?
Yeah, she's the evil character. I thought you liked Garp. I thought you liked The World According to Garp.
I was trying to work up that old thing.
Oh, okay. Good. And she's the bad
really
girl. She's the bad girl in the beginning, and then she eventually shoots him in the end.
Wow.
And she's like there a couple of times being mean and nasty during the rest of the movie. Good movie.
When we were discussing Kool-Aid yesterday on the show,
yes,
as we were for whatever reason,
right? I think it was a caller.
Remember you were talking about the Kool-Aid pitcher?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
back in the day.
This morning when I'm watching TV, and that reminds me.
Okay,
notes this is why I write myself notes. Kool-Aid. Okay, I'll come back.
Party. Kool-Aid.
I'm watching TV. It's an ad for Kool-Aid.
Right.
Because there's another TV thing I want to tell you about. It's an ad for Kool-Aid, and it's got the mom in the backyard with the kids, and she says, you know, and it's got less fat than sodas, and kids love it, and even adults do. And the big Kool-Aid pitcher comes running through the backyard, except he has on shorts now.
Oh, so he doesn't just have the pitcher with legs?
Yeah, the Kool-Aid. This was an important note that I had to write myself to talk about on the show.
The pitcher has shorts or just the legs under the pitcher?
No. The pitcher itself. He has...
Oh, you mean there's shorts?
Wow. He has like
all the way up, so he's really technically not nude anymore.
Yes!
Oh, that sucks.
They've given the Kool-Aid pitcher pants.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure somebody typed in Kool-Aid pitcher on the... On the internet, you get the original.
It's in a brand new commercial that I saw today.
He's wearing shorts?
Yes, and it's so... I mean,
is he wearing a tank top?
No.
So his breasts are still exposed.
Yeah.
his breasts, which would effectively be where his eyes are.
Yes.
He can see with his nipples. His little deformed body.
And his mouth. You know what? He could nurse himself.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know some women can do that.
His mouth looks like it's really just drawn from the water vapor of the ice cold pitcher. Yeah,
the laser mouth.
Exactly. What was the competing product to Kool-Aid growing up?
Weiler's. Yeah.
Was it Weiler's?
I can think of.
Well, what was Goofy Grape a Kool-Aid flavor?
Yeah, I think so. What about, does Tang, does Tang count?
Was that another brand?
I think it was another brand.
Does
I'll
Tang,
look into that, too.
Tang count?
No, Tang was a breakfast food.
And it was just orange.
But Tang was also sugar water.
Okay.
Here comes Joe Artinger.
Yes, hi, Joe.
There was Goofy Grape and Choo Choo Cherry. I think those are like General Mills knockoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and
I thought like
it was Weiler's, which was completely
See, I thought that the Goofy Grape, though, I thought they had a generic name for those products.
Yeah, I don't recall that. I just remember I missed them, so... Yeah.
Kool-Aid Cool Pops. So, if someone can give us some recon on the Kool-Aid pitcher
wearing pants,
wearing shorts, like you know, they're like cargo shorts.
And incidentally, were they shorts or were they pants? Because does he have little legs or were they long legs?
It's quite obvious they were like cargo pants shorts, like the kind you get at Banana Republic.
This
or something
is too
like that.
Too tiny to see, but it looks like he has on a brown belt and lime green shorts with brown shoes. And
oh, see?
He's lifting a. It's very small.
Oh my God! They've screwed him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's not Doesn't that thing that Buzz found on the web is not like the picture in the commercial. In the commercial,
but the guy's got shorts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And in the commercial, he has on brown khaki shorts.
Huh. Well, I'm sure he has a different pair.
I would rather see
him. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have one pair.
Mm. I'd like to see him in bicycle shorts.
Oh, to cover his Kool-Aid penis.
Then you'd know exactly what thing was going on.
Kool-Aid man.
Kool-Aid woman.
Hey, you know, when he goes...
New Goofy Grape.
When he goes, I mean...
Yeah, he goes out his right shoulder.
Is it always lemonade?
No, actually,
but it comes out where the spigot is.
Nothing comes out; he just gets fuller.
All right, so I saw the thing on TV, and when I was watching that thing on TV, the Kool-Aid commercial, phone rings, and my kid calls from down at college, and he says, "Dad, turn on Fox News." And I think it's some earth-shattering thing, and it's one of these live feeds, and it's really just an awful story. That and they're doing this a lot now because it sweeps. What it is, it's amateur video that they're showing, and they're getting a feed of it from their station in Louisiana where this happened. So they throw it on the network, and it's one of those things where a network, Fox News Channel or CNBC, goes to the local station, and they pick up the feed. They go, tragedy this morning. Let's go. Here's amateur video. So what it is it's these people that are going up for a ride in a hot air balloon, and the part that they're in, the bucket,
the gondola,
it catches on fire.
Oh, that's not good.
The basket catches on fire, and it's like a bird's nest catching on fire.
Suddenly, it just goes up horribly.
And you see the guy with the camera, the home video going, "Oh, my God, it's on fire! It's on fire! Oh no, they're jumping! They're jumping!" Meanwhile, he's catching on video these three people that are jumping out of.